it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Vanessa, thank you. You're listening to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Some good texts. Western Sydney says, serious Mr. Whippy story. My neighbour had four kids. She told the kids that the Whippy driver was, how do I say it, a predator, so the kids wouldn't hassle her when they could hear the van coming into the street.
Well, that's expensive, isn't it? If you got four
he's
kids...
He's a bad man.
And if,
yeah, well, he's a bad man,
I sort of understand
driver.
That. That's a shame that you've had to absolutely pin the driver, but...
Apologies to all Whippy drivers.
No, that would be hard, wouldn't it? Four kids, and they all want ice cream when they hear the music. So it's normally $7 for a double cone. So you're talking $28 every time Whippy comes down the street.
Yep.
Very good stuff. This one, morning, Vossie and Brandy. My history of Mr. Whippy is long and extensive. At one stage, I never paid for an ice cream for 5 years because my neighbour's brother owned a Mr. Whippy van and would come around every Friday, Saturday and Sunday nights. Greenkeeping Rooster.
Spoil.
Has a good
Rooster.
History. Yeah.
Greenkeeping Rooster.
Dream.
Spoil.
Now, fallout from David Fifita. Scotty Sattler's been good enough to come on the program this morning. He works both ends of the day. Just thought we should approach it from the Gold Coast point of view, because some people's reaction yesterday was, this is the rich stealing from the poor. And that sounds odd, because Fifita was getting a million at the Titans. It's not literally, but figuratively, in where they are on the ladder. Titans never won a premiership. They had a star player. Marquee club comes in, steals him. And gets him for less money. How does that sit? How do the Gold Coast, where do they go to next? Scotty Sattler on the program, who played for the Panthers, who played for the Roosters in his illustrious career. Played for the Crushers as well. And the
and
Tigers.
The Gold Coast.
Gold Coast Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And Seagulls. Maybe the Giants. Scott, welcome to the program.
Scotty.
Bossy, Brandy, how are you guys?
Good. We're good. What is the fallout of the Dave Fifita story on the Gold Coast?
It's the last sort of 12 hours, guys. I've got to say, it's going to be interesting the reaction that he gets from the fans with the North Queensland game this week. It's interesting, you know, the people that I've spoken to, and there's been many last night. I was at the Dolphins game, calling that game for SEN League last night, and also just going for a walk this morning, talking to some of the locals. It's probably about 30% really dirty on David for putting a clause like that in his contract. And 70% are really dirty at the Gold Coast Titans organisation for allowing a clause like that to be entered into a contract for a key player like that. And some of the people I've spoken to this morning and some of our listeners would have heard my response last night and through this whole process with the clauses that they're disappointed that the Gold Coast Titans continue to sort of take two steps forward and then three steps back. So that's probably the reaction on the ground at the moment.
Yeah, don't you think? And I know the position that clubs down the bottom that are trying to dig themselves out of a hole need to bend over sometimes to sign players. But if a player's putting a clause in a contract like that, you just say to him, mate, do you want to be here or not? Yeah, do you want to play for us or don't you want to play for us? The clause in a contract is it's damaging for clubs. It gives all the power to the player, and somehow the clubs have to take that power off the player.
You're exactly right, Brandy, and this hasn't happened once, of course. It happened with the Justin Holbrook clause as well. And when you start weighing up the Roosters and the Panthers, you know, 3 years at Panthers, 4 years at Roosters, you know, the lifestyle of being a kid that's spent a lot of his time on the Gold Coast, on the coastline, near the beach, you know, an NRLW side at the Roosters, none at the Penrith for his partner, Shaley Benton, and the really good relationship he had with Justin Holbrook. It's like karma's sort of come back to bite the Gold Coast Titans, because they got rid of Justin Holbrook to get Dez in. But in actual fact, it's come back to bite them by Dave leaving the Roosters, because Justin Holbrook, he's so close to Justin Holbrook at the Roosters as an assistant coach. So, Yeah, it's, you know, the clauses, you know, it's happened twice now with the round 10 clause and also the Holbrook clause. It's sort of, you know, that's what the fans have been saying this morning. I'm speaking to saying why. Why do we allow these sort of clauses to continue to control our club?
Mm. Now, can we get to other things, Scott? We had a caller earlier today that said, you've got to think that the reason he went to the Roosters and others is because of the free financial advice you get. And we said, well, that's outrageous. You'd take $150,000 less to get free financial advice. You played with the Roosters a magical season, 1994, early in your career. Mm. What financial advice did you get back then? Has that stood you in good stead throughout your life or not?
Signed for 3 years as a young guy, and I broke my jaw and I was out for 12 weeks, and I didn't hear a word from the club in those 12 weeks, so no advice whatsoever, Vossie. So I couldn't wait to get out of the place, to be quite honest. But yeah, it is a good, it's a good point, isn't it? You know, you talk to all the Roosters players that have played there for long periods of time, and when they leave, they've got all these mentors in business that continue to steer them in the right direction. So, you know, it's interesting, the motivation, isn't it, of players? You know, if you had to put a series of cards in front of them, and premierships, legacy, you know, money, whatever it may be, it would have been interesting what Dave's would have been. Like, what's his motivation? Is it? Well, it's obviously not money because he's taking less and a higher expensive living as well, where he's going to be positioned, you'd think. But the only thing I can come back to is your relationship with Justin Holbrook has probably played a...
All right, well, you're flattening that. You're going strong with that.
So what was floated earlier maybe has some credence that they did have a really close relationship. Maybe you could live out in Penrith, but travel in to the Roosters. Like, housing isn't as...
Yeah, couldn't he play for Penrith and just Zoom call Justin and just see how he's going? Maybe they catch up for a coffee every now and again?
I would have liked to sat him down, Brandy, with yourself and me and Craig Gower and co. We could have sat down and said, there is a beach out there now. There's that Great Barrier Reef, that one that they've built out Great Barrier Reef. So, you know, there's a lot of upside to living at the Lower Blue Mountains.
Dave doesn't know what he's missing, does he? Yes.
And last question for you, Scotty. From the Blythe Park Bear, can you please ask Scott about his Kia Utad? What have I missed?
Yep.
Your Kia Utad? What's happened there?
Yeah, the Tasman. Yeah, the Kia Ute. It's coming very soon. Look out for it. Yeah.
Oh, is that it? Oh, right. Well, I've asked. That's okay, it. We've asked the question. You've answered it. Good stuff,
hey,
Scott.
Really quickly, we had a listener last night, Texas Brandy, saying, hey, guys, watching the coverage, but I'm listening to you guys. Just saw Brandy on Fox. What's going on with the hair? Have you got a new haircut? Cool.
No? That lodge. Haircut. Turkey. Doing a bit of turkey action, is he? What are you suggesting?
Oh. I don't know. This is what the listener said on the text line last night.
I got a haircut yesterday.
I didn't have a TV in front of me. Okay.
Yeah, well, haircut yesterday. I'm looking pretty sharp.
It's had a big effect on
that. Are you suggesting a bit of colour there, are you, Scott? Or what are you saying?
Oh, I'm not at all. The listeners are asking. No, right, okay. I'm trying to answer for the listeners.
Yeah, he's doing the old Carl Stefanovic with a spray paint in the dressing room.
It's still all there. It's still mine.
Scott, have a great day. Good luck to those Gold Coast fans that heads are down a bit today. Well, you know, you're entitled to do as you please at the home game on Sunday if you boo or whatever. Well, you can't stop fans doing that. But, you know, Dez has said you've got to move on. Simple as that.
Let's move on. Sats, good talking, mate.
Thanks, guys.
There he is. Scotty Sattler, co-host of Sports Day with Rat, Matt Rogers. Great program here on the Home of Sport SEN. We are powered by Kubota. If you want to go out and check out a lawnmower maybe this weekend or a tractor, Kubota's the place to do it. Sonos is the sound system. We've got the history of Mr. Whippy. There are that many texts about Mr. Whippy on the board. Everything you needed to know coming up here. What a great way to finish the week before Morning Glory right here on SEN.